The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard, on corners in town. Like a cancer that's silently spreading, there's an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back as liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves. Pray God will bless some way out of this mess. We must take America back.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. This is the National Intel Report. I'm your host, John Statmiller, with you on this Monday, 7th day of May, 2019. You didn't correct me. I said 2019. That's what I enjoy most. A board op that doesn't listen to the show he's producing. Well, he said one day you'll have to grow up sometime. Quit making me your crutch. Steve Elkins is riding shotgun with me today. Hello, Steve.
Hi there, John.
How you doing?
Busy day. Busy day today.
Yeah?
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, God's waiting room is busy.
You found a place to work yet down there? Are you still looking over the
Yeah, I'm still kind of looking things over. I've had a couple offers here and there and trying to figure out which one I want, which direction I want to go in. But yeah, pretty soon here, decide.
You know, it must be nice to have a vocation that you can take your time and shop where you want to go work. I was talking to a friend of mine up in Michigan. He goes, you know, he said they've opened up a couple of companies here that have been shut down. I'm assuming he was talking about car companies, a couple of plants. And he said, you know what? He says, I think they're going to have a hard time finding qualified workers. Now, I thought about that for a minute, because in order to go to work for the car companies, the only thing you have to do is know how to read and write. And everything else is OJT, on-the-job training. But, you know, I cannot get this unstuck from my brain. And I wonder if anybody tweeted Sean Hannity about this. You know, Sean, heard you talking about 93 million Americans being out of work, you know, prior to Trump's election. And, you know, he's claimed that he's created 3.5 million jobs. So where's the other 89.5 million? Where did they go? Did we ship them off someplace? And this has been bothering me, because the unemployment rate now, and don't tell people in Illinois this, or don't tell them in California where they got the largest homeless problem that they have ever faced. And probably after the earthquake that leveled San Francisco, the unemployment rate in California wasn't that high. But the homelessness, rather. I'm just watching these people just whistling through the graveyard, not presenting anything at all. And Fox News, it's turned into nothing but a political channel. Fox News, you know, you'd get their alerts. Everything was an alert. There was a breaking story, you know, alert, alert, alert. You know, and it's just a run-of-the-mill story. Now they're doing even less than that. Tune in anytime to Fox News to get some news, and all you're going to do is get the political report, the wetted finger in the air to see which way the winds of politics are blowing. I guess to maintain an audience, they're just going to lull them to sleep, telling them everything is okay, everything is just fine. And I'm sitting here and I'm watching a country without an honest news media. And Fox, F-A-U-X, by the way, Fox News, they consider themselves to be conservative. Yeah, they would do news stories. not really in-depth news stories, not white paper, you know, kind of reporting. Steve.
Yeah.
They just reported what they wanted to report. We report, you decide. Decide on what? What you're reporting? Well, I guess I'm in a position I can do that. Hell, I've even got NBC nosing around. They want to come in and they want to film the network doing James Kelso remotely.
Are you serious?
I'm dead serious.
Okay.
I talked to this guy last Friday and I said, well, let me think about it. Now, let me see how this would go. NBC does a story. Of course, they're not going to tell me that it's going to be a bash you story. No, no, no. Because we got James Kelso that does the Trump phenomenon on RBN Network. So I could see this being tied into, the misogynist, the opinionated, oh, the tinfoil hat wearing, you know, these are the Trump supporters now. I'm not going to touch these people to 10-foot pole. I've had them climbing all over me before. Before your time on this network, we had one Mr. Kennedy that sent letters to all governors and told them to stop with the de facto and install the de jure, and if not, you got 72 hours to clear out of your office. Now, one governor thought that was a threat and had boulders literally rolled in front of the gates to the governor's mansion. But we never saw that manifesto. We had news agencies climbing all over me and this network, and I didn't take advantage of it to just say, hey, you know, we're here. Some people would say, well, you know, that was a bad thing. You know, wasn't Barnum and Bailey, didn't they once say that, you know, any kind of coverage is good coverage, good, bad, or indifferent? Well, he also said that there was a sucker born every minute. But I could have used that, you know, as a lightning rod to this network. But I didn't. And I turned down every interview. I don't care if it was a local radio station, local TV, an affiliate of ABC, NBC, CBS. I don't care what it was. Because I knew exactly what they were going to do with the story. I knew the storyline even before they created it. I already knew what it was going to be. So I just got a big chuckle out of it. NBC wants to come in and film us doing a remote for somebody. Wow.
So James Kelso could have been a reality TV star, right? Is that what you're saying?
I don't know. Something just flashed through my head. Trump saying you're fired. I don't know. You know, I don't know. They're running out of steam here to attack Donald Trump. Mm-hmm. Okay. So it looks like the James Comey and all the liars and thieves are pretty much being stopped. But I'm waiting with bated breath. What has it been, a year and a half? Is there a statute of limitations? I don't think they're going to go after Hillary Clinton for treason. I think there's a statute of limitations on treason and murder. There might be another instance. I may be incorrect. But why don't we wait just long enough that Hillary Clinton, going through her Clinton Foundation, the pay-to-play, all the dirty crap her and her husband have been involved with, up to and including murder, red rum. Yeah.
Now, John, I think actually sexual inappropriateness, you can go back 30, 40 years. Bill Cosby said that.
Well, okay.
Allegations and accusations, you can go back at least 30 years.
Now, think about the logic of this. You know, he wasn't a handsome man, especially when he got old. But really? I mean, we've got groupies will sleep with minor league baseball players, okay?
Yeah.
They'll sleep with journalists. Just, you know, it's kind of like a badge of dishonor that somehow has looked as, yeah, you're having liaisons with that person. Yeah, hey, good for you. I guess it's for name dropping and cocktail parties. I don't know.
Yeah.
But, you know, I look at this and I go, wow. So, folks, looks like we're pretty much it. Now we're going to have to branch out and doing satellite television and news reporting and go into all that debt. Not me. Uh-uh. If you want to hear what's going on, you can tune into this network, and we'll be here. We'll be here every day. I'm just
hey, John. Going back to the rock and rollers and the girls sleeping with the rock and rollers, just like a good example. But look at Mick Jagger. There's one ugly guy. He gets women.
Well,
so
that's because he's Mick Jagger.
Yeah, this, it's the looks. It's not the looks. It's the money. It's
well,
the money.
And did Bill Cosby actually have to drug and immobilize women to have sex with him?
I don't think so.
I don't think so either.
No. Career builder. Career builder. Yeah.
Well, you know, there's 1,000,001 hookers out there, probably more. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it's, you know, fashionable to be identified with, you know, certain public personas.
Sure.
Gosh. I'm starting to think the way this world is, it's the only honest profession left, because at least you know what you're paying for when you get it. Oh, my God. By the way, Rand Paul, you know, I might have sold this guy a little bit short by saying he's not his father's son, or he's not his, you know, yeah. He's been pretty consistent in what he believes and what he stands for. In the near future, Congress will debate, you ready for this, Steve?
Sure.
A new authorization for use of military force. And they actually have the AUMF. I could come up with my own words for that, but I use the word debate lightly. So far, no hearings have been scheduled, and no testimony is likely to be heard unless something changes. That's a shame, because this is a serious matter, and this is a deeply flawed AUMF. And again, folks, authorization for use of military force. For some time, Congress has abdicated its responsibility to declare war. The status quo is that we are at war anywhere, anytime the president says so. Now, we've talked about this for a long time. Well, they're getting ready to put this on steroids. So Congress is a very Congress way of doing things, has a solution. Instead of reclaiming its constitutional authority, and if you think about this, Steve, to go on record, you know, who wants to be held liable for 4 million plus deaths? And by the way, it's like the national debt clock. It's always rolling over ever higher. 4 million plus in the Middle East dead. So, you know, you could see congressmen and senators in Washington, D.C. couldn't be sullied with the fact that they'd actually have to vote to go kill somebody. Because what an easy out. What plausible deniability that they have, because there's no vote to be cast. Wow. Now we can just have our own armed forces roving the planet at will, killing anything for any reason that they come up with. And they don't have to be responsible. Isn't that great?
Yeah, it is, actually. I was always thinking all these countries we invade, and the bottom line is we always seem to claim, you know, kind of hold on to democracy. We're bringing them democracy by a sword. Mm-hmm. And blood, and it's a wrong message. I don't know. Are we ever going to not be engaged in a war? I mean, I'm kind of tired of this. It's 17 years now, and millions of people dead, and we keep pushing. We keep telling other countries and other nations of how their government should be run and who should be doing this and that. And well, you know, it's commerce. It's all commerce, John.
If it was really about commerce. And if it was about, and I know what you're referring to, commerce for the military-industrial complex, mm-hmm. there's a lot of people getting rich off of war. Always has been that way, and always will, as long as there's wars going on. But what troubles me even deeper, and what's harder to fathom, is in this entire country's history, we've only known real peace for 4 lousy years. And that's why I said, you know, hey, if we're creating empire, you know, look what Rome did. Look what England did. The British Empire. Look at the sordid things they got into. But there was a payoff there. There were riches to be had. There were territories to be conquered and stuff to loot and steal. Well, what have we got now? The only thing we got is a big fat bill for what?
Right.
Pissing off the entire world? You know, and I'm watching these people. I'm watching people on Fox News, because that was the last vestige of anything out there that was remotely conservative. And now that they've moved to 24/7 war room talk, you know, I'm just watching this, and they're complaining about the security and the safety of the United States and why we need this eavesdropping program and why we need to modify the Constitution to allow the government to do this. You know, and I'm watching this and I'm going, if you're so damn concerned about America and its safety, why don't you stop killing people abroad?
Right.
Why don't you try floating that one out on a news broadcast and see what kind of feedback you get on it? Because from my perspective and my standpoint, you know, I'm not a chicken, or neither am I a war hawk. If necessary, I would pick up a rifle. I would man a tank. I would do whatever I needed to do. If, in fact, this country was invaded, there's a difference here. Being invaded versus going around the world killing supposed enemies or killing people long enough that they became enemies. I am just sick of the madness. And people can't get their minds wrapped around this. You know how many comments I've had over my statement that we've only had 4 years of peace in this entire country's history? Zero. Not an email or somebody commenting on the air. Oh yeah, John, I heard what you said. You know, that's important. It's like the words don't exist, or me saying the words and I don't exist. This whole damn corrupt, popped inside out, cancerous lesion that we have can't be taken care of. It can't be touched. Just, you know, let it go.
Yeah, John, you've said before, if we continue the actions where we're doing it, we keep increasing terrorism. So if you stop the action which promotes terrorism, terrorism goes away. So if we were to stop, change the behavior of what we've been doing for the last 50 years, stop this invasion, toppling regimes, putting in puppet governments, we stop this, stop the meddling, it all goes away. This is nothing more than recruitment. What we continue to do is recruit and increase terrorism is all we're doing. So we're going to be in the long haul, John. We're going to be in war forever until we stop the bad behavior.
Well, back to this story here about Rand Paul. It's clear upon reading the AUMF put forward by senators, and here's a doozy for you. I wouldn't walk across the street to piddle on this person if they burst into a ball of flame and they spontaneously combusted. Senator Tim Kaine. There's a screwball in his great democracy. But we also got Bobby Corker out of Texas here. That it gives nearly unlimited power there. Now they're talking against us. That's why it kind of shocked me that Tim Kaine was. That it gives nearly unlimited power to this or any other president to be at war whenever he or she wants, with minimal justification and no prior specific authority.
So, setting a bad example, preemptive war, setting a bad example for the rest of the country, rest of the world.
And that's right up the new...
That's John Bolton thinking.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And who are they? Well, part of the discussion on Fox News today was this woman that has worked for the CIA for a number of years, and they want the first woman to be the head of the CIA. This is the one that was involved in the waterboarding and the torture. So let me see. We got John Bolton.
Gina Halpin.
Thank you. We got John Bolton that, hey, he wants to go preemptively go kill or bomb or eliminate a race or a country. That's not defensive. That is strictly offensive warfare. And now we're rigging it so the Congress they don't even have to answer questions about it. They want to give unlimited war-making power to the executive, okay, to the CEO of the corporation called the president. They want to give him carte blanche on that. Let's bring in the lady that was in the skullduggery with the CIA. I don't think there is any honorable people in that entire organization. So they're going to bring her up and make her a part. I'm looking at this and I'm going, you know what? Nothing is going to change on that front. Nothing. But you know what? Maybe Congress, if the president wants to go blow something up somewhere and thinks he's justified, you know, we don't have to fund it. That we can vote against the funding. I bet you they're even going to wipe that one out. Let's take the break. We'll be right back.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing, knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2, keep it today.
All right, let me finish this story up. It's just pissing me off.
Let me add something to that before you start that.
Yeah.
You know, with this kind of authorization of not having to go to Congress at all and just at his own discretion, you've actually changed from a president to a king. And that can't happen. That cannot happen.
Well,
that's too much power for one person. And we know unchecked powers are always abused, and that can't happen. The Congress would be actually stupid to okay something like this because it cuts them out of the loop completely. And who knows where this could all go, whether it's a Republican or a Democrat, a crazy nut. You can't let that much power go to one person.
That's why we're supposed to have three co-equal branches of government.
That's right. Well, checks and balances.
The new Kaine-Corker AUMF declares war on at least the following places and people: the Taliban, Al-Qaeda in the Arabian Peninsula, ISIS anywhere, Al-Shabaab in Somalia and elsewhere, Al-Qaeda in Syria, Al-Nusra in Syria, the Haqqani network in Pakistan and Afghanistan, Al-Qaeda in the Islamic Maghreb in Niger, Algeria, Libya, in Nigeria, one's Niger, the other's Nigeria, and associated forces as defined by the president around the globe. Now, this is simply breathtaking. Previous AUMFs have never included associated forces, and with good reason. Yet the Kane-Corker AUMF not only codifies military action against those associated forces, but by conservative estimates authorizes war in over 20 nations. I guess the Kane-Corker thing ain't against it. They're for it. My apologies. Should Congress declare war? Yeah, absolutely. And are there places we need to be at war? Well, according to this author, yeah. Should we be having this debate at this time? Yeah, we should. But we must have a full debate with all sides considered and with the constitutional power of every branch of government clearly in mind. And they've lost their mind. That's why this country is in the shape that it's in, because they disregarded the Constitution and went outside the limits of what the federal government could do. It's undisputably clear that the authority given to the executive under the AUMF, passed after 9/11, by the way, folks, has become too broad and needs updating. But this Kane-Corker AUMF is not the answer. Simply put, it provides even more expansive war-making authority to the executive branch than the status quo that we have right now. Now, if this is passed, Congress will have chosen to make itself irrelevant on the issue of war. Well, why not? They've made themselves irrelevant in every other area. Why not? Currently, the use of force without congressional authority is limited by War Powers Act to national emergency or imminent attack, no more under this one. Now, the Kane-Corker would forever allow the executive unlimited latitude in determining war and would leave Congress debating such action after forces have already been committed. That's giving it lip service. And again, you know, Steve, I don't know why this is, I don't know why so many people are missing this, but there are better ways to do this. Everybody is deeply in debt thanks to the bankers. They're still hard at work extracting whatever blood that they can from whatever thing that still has a heartbeat on the face of this planet. And they will not make a move against the Federal Reserve in this country. Still waiting for that one. I guess they'll go after that once they go after Hillary. But this you might as well chalk this country up to the dustbin of history by the time that happens. I'm to the point where I just.
Well, John, I played that clip over the weekend, by the way. The Will McAvoy, if you haven't heard it yet,
Did we have it edited or did you run it raw?
No, actually, to be honest with you, I believe sometimes language really creates the mood, and it's like a prison movie. You can't walk in, prisoners walking around saying fudge and heck. It just doesn't make the movie, you know. And so I did want to leave it in, but I told Mike, not Mike, actually Sam, I said, just hit the mute button at the time the F-bombs drop. Okay, that's fine. If you can't do that, then we're going to play the whole thing through. I'll give a language warning. But if you watch this video, you've seen the video.
I saw it out in Colorado 7 years ago.
Yeah, well, it's a great clip, and it's probably the most truth and honesty you're ever going to see in Hollywood, 3 minutes of truth-telling, where you have a talking head on one side, a liberal professor, and on the other side you have this politician, and the young woman asks, what makes America great? Why are we the greatest nation in the world? And he was trying to, you know, walk the line here and not be politically correct, but he finally just blows his cool, and it was just it's an awesome part. And it was fine acting, and he was right on. He was spot on. Spot on. We are not the greatest country any longer.
We're not.
No, we're not. And he mentioned why we weren't, and he threw around the obscenity because it really fit the part of the frustration and the anger. And I felt that last week.
Oh, yeah.
And I know you do. Oh. And I know everybody I've talked to, I've heard listeners calling into this network, are so flippin' angry and frustrated. I felt that.
Well, and what that eventually leads to with no solution to the problems we're identifying just leaves you no place to go, no hope. And, well, it was a good fight, but, hey, it's right. Over. Is that where you really want to be, folks?
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Do you worry a lot? If you're forgetful, nervous, moody, or overwhelmed, chances are you're not protecting yourself from the ravaging effects of stress and anxiety. No matter the cause, ongoing stress and elevated levels of the stress hormone cortisol can rob your memory, your health, your quality of life, and your future. Now you can combat the effects of stress and anxiety while improving your memory and recall at the same time with the dietary supplement Calm and Clever. Studies show that the ingredients in Calm and Clever reduce cortisol by as much as 30% in as little as 1 to 2 weeks and increase your ability to recall facts, names, and numbers in 4 to 12 weeks. Calm and Clever was created by scientist Kurt Hendricks, a principal investigator in 2 NIH-funded studies on Alzheimer's disease. Try Calm and Clever for 2 months. You'll feel the difference. Call 1-800-758-8746 or go to calmandclever.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you a few from Amazon.com. By Mel. Great product. My husband and father-in-law use it regularly. Both my husband and father-in-law have had significant change in their blood pressure and overall health. By Amazon customer. It works for me. Return to buy the tincture and the capsules as they were on sale during February. Unlike some other products, this one worked for blood pressure and occasional irregular heartbeat. Extendivite produced noticeable results after just 2 bottles, a 4-month supply. I take Extendivite 3 times a day, every day. I think the supplement has helped with my increased fitness regime and to lower my blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. Let me get through the rest of this, otherwise this is going to eat me up and I'm just going to explode here. Currently, use of force without congressional authority is limited by the War Powers Act. Under this bill, Congress could only disapprove of war, turning the Constitution on its head. Even worse, any resolution of disapproval could be vetoed, meaning 2/3 of the Congress would need to disapprove of a war rather than a majority approve of one. That's huge, unwise, and a very unconstitutional change. The founders left the parties, or the power rather, to make war in the legislature on purpose and with good reason. They recognize that the executive branch is most prone to war. The Kaine-Corker AUMF would completely abdicate Congress's power under Article 1. Now, handing the war-making power from Congress to the executive branch is not an exercise in congressional power. It's the final and full abandonment of that power. It is wrong, it is unconstitutional, and it should be stopped. That was Rand Paul.
Sound more like his dad, doesn't he? A little bit.
A little bit.
Yeah.
A little bit. You couldn't find that clip? Can you go on the web and see if you can find a sanitized version of it? Try YouTube? I'm sorry? What? I thought somebody called in with the title of the clip. They wanted the title of the clip. Do you know the title of the clip, Steve?
No, I do not. No. If we have a raw version, let's just play the raw version.
I don't want to be dropping F-bombs on people, Steve.
Well, we'll give them a language. We'll just tell them, you know, step out of the room. You know, this is that's what's funny about this whole language thing is these are words we've all heard before. And
yeah.
You know, there's no kids listening to the show right now. I guarantee they're right now. They're playing video games
else. No, Steve, I beg to differ with you. I have had numerous emails and letters sent to me that my grandchildren or my children are listening to the show. Oh, no. Au contraire, my friend.
Well, those are smart kids then.
Well, we're trying to make them so for the next generation because you and I ain't going to live forever.
No.
You know, I might be gone next week.
No, again, hey, getting back to that, I have a little theory on that whole newsroom. That was actually a really good show. Did you actually watch the series?
No, I didn't.
Oh,
no, I think I watched one afterwards. And
2012 to 2014, three seasons, 25 episodes. And at the height of this show, it ends, which is amazing. So I started thinking about that. Why did it end? Well, let's see. People scratching their heads going, you know what? Isn't this how our mainstream media should be thinking? And isn't this the kind of news we should be getting? Real truthful news, factual evidence, news. And then when they start to see this fictitious news show, and then they see their real mainstream media, they're going, wait a minute here, I want this. And so the show ended very, very soon. Like I said, 25 episodes, three seasons, and ended. And it was at the height, it was a very popular show. This is the media I want. This show is the media I wanted, and I can't have. Great show.
Mikey, are you doing anything on that clip? Maybe that it's a caller telling you where you can get the sanitized version. No, okay. Shifting gears. Now, in a democracy, if you can convince a certain group of people, Steve, in a political designated area.
And Amy Goodman.
Amy Goodman. And to do whatever the hell they want to do. Let's take a look at Illinois. There's a county there that declares itself a sanctuary for gun owners.
Saw that.
Now, what's wrong with this picture, folks? That we have counties that are voting to violate their constituents' constitutional rights. If this goes on and this catches on, we can have states and counties giving thumbs up or thumbs down on any law that they want to abide or they don't like because it's not politically correct enough, or it involves guns, or it involves this or that or the other. Exactly the wrong approach. Look at California. California is it's turned into an absolute crap hole. Absolute. Mm-hmm. More.
Well, John, do you remember Proposition 8? Proposition 8 in California. Do you remember that?
No. You were out there. I remember something about it, but it's been a
Proposition
long time.
Proposition 8 was the people will decide what constitutes a marriage. And the gay lobbyists were pushing for to say that a man and wife is not a marriage. Gay marriages would be acceptable. Of course, we accept it. We don't have a problem with that. But the actual term and definition of a marriage would be a man and a woman. They didn't like that. So they wanted to change that. It was Proposition 8 in California. And the people voted, they said marriage is between a man and a woman. Well, it was unanimous. It won. But what happened then is the state said, well, you people did not vote correctly. So they'll nullify the vote, and they sent it to the Supreme Court, who later on came back and said it's discriminating, it's over, said and done. A marriage began between a man and a woman, or a man and a man, or a woman and a woman. So the vote turns out in our favor for the popular just saying, you know, it's the right direction to go in. If they don't like it, they'll simply nullify it or send it to the Supreme Court to say, please clarify this, and they'll change it all. I mean, your vote does not count. Voting is a scam. When these people are running the show like this, Proposition 8 is a prime example in California. The people voted and decided, and they said you didn't vote correctly.
What
throw it out.
What was, Steve, do you remember what the percentage was, vote pro-con?
Geez, I could look it up here. I'm going to say it was at least 75%, 78% was for a man and woman. And it amazes me. They put it on the ballot. People voted. And then they came back and said, well, you didn't vote correctly.
Well, and again, this is giving the illusion that there's more power behind this progressive movement in this country when it's actually in its fledgling stages. Now, people might go, huh? No, I see more of that crap going on, John. You're wrong about that. No, I am not. If you take a look at what's being promoted, if you took a look at how Antifa was handled on the airwaves, the Black Lives Matter thing, you know, when it turns out that, the kid that the cop shot, well, he committed a felony by doing a robbery, and, you know, the deep background, or Trayvon Martin, they tried to portray, they did everything but put a halo on this kid.
I correct myself on the vote. 52.24% said yes between a man and a woman. 47.76 said no. So I was wrong on the percentages, but the fact is they voted the way they voted, and they nullified the vote. They threw it out. There you go.
Wow.
Sorry about that.
Well, tipping point. Once it goes the other way, it's no getting it back.
Exactly.
Yeah. Well, in Illinois, time this by your clock or your watch. By the way, they're getting rid of analog clocks in schools because kids don't know how to read analog clocks. Yeah. Now, is this not an indication of how dumbed down the millennials are in this country, that they can't read a clock face?
Yeah.
They've got to have it in digital numbers in order to know what time. Does anybody really know what time it is? Well, these kids, evidently not. I guess Big Ben over there in England, that thing can chime all day long, and unless they can count, they wouldn't know what the hour was.
Amazing.
Which, I'm sorry, there's one thing analog clocks don't do, is tell you if it's a.m. or p.m., but your God-given senses will tell you that. If it's 2 o'clock in the morning, it's dark, well, I guess that's a.m., but we don't want to tax their little brains. They might have to think for themselves.
It's kind of embarrassing. Kind of embarrassing. You think about that little kid. You remember when the little kid used to come out and say, the big hand is on this number, and the little hands?
Yeah.
That's kind of – when I read that story, I started thinking about that. The big hands on the 12 and the little hands on – come on, kids. I mean, you're going to graduate high school and you can't tell time. There's a problem here.
Yeah. Well, there's a major problem because, again – that's one of the planks of the Communist Manifesto. They have the government controlling the schools for use as a transmission belt for propaganda. And people still don't want to believe that their public schools, they see it going on all the time. But they just don't want to believe that our government is that evil or maniacal to do something like this or promote something like this. They just don't want to believe it. So we got a lot of people walking around in this life that are painless. Why? Because, well, they don't want that thought running through the head, because that might cause them some discomfort, Steve. That might make their day a little bit uncomfortable. The cowardice that I see in Americans is absolutely astounding. Absolutely astounding.
I agree. They're too comfortable.
Still.
They haven't taken enough money from them yet.
Oh, they haven't taken... They haven't taken all their stuff away from him yet. They still got a little itty bitty left, and people are going, well, just leave that here, and don't take any more.
Yeah, as long as I have my football and my beer, I'm okay. Yeah, I don't know. It's pretty sad. Pretty sad.
Multiple rural Illinois counties have passed resolutions establishing a so-called sanctuary for gun owners in a bid to thwart the state's legislature's efforts to enact stricter gun control. At least 5 counties declared themselves sanctuary counties for gun rights. The resolution aims to send a message to the Democrat-controlled legislature in the state that if it passes the proposed gun bill, such an increasing the minimum age for owning a gun or a bump stock ban, the counties will instruct their employees to ignore the new laws. It's a buzzword, a word that really gets attention, and what they're referring to here is the word sanctuary. That's been co-opted off of the federal immigration laws. It's a buzzword, a word that really gets attention. With all these sanctuary cities, we just decided to turn it around to protect our Second Amendment rights. Now, are people willing to use that Second Amendment right to maintain that Second Amendment right? Or are we just going to gum bump this thing to death? Are we going to watch the rest of the country go the way of some of the idiots and asshats out there? I mean, look, we're one stage behind England or the rest of the civilized world about how firearms go. Well, let me see. They have their national health care. It's not working out real well, and you never hear the horror stories of those that are left dead and dying because of this wonderful new health insurance plan. But if you take a look at the countries that have done that, they've also adopted, you can't have a gun because the government, quite frankly, doesn't trust you with one. And it's the very government stepping in to remove that right, where in this country, that right was put in there in case the government turns against its people. So I wonder, Steve, how many people out there that are gun owners right now are willing to stand up and shoot that damn thing to protect their rights?
That's an excellent question. I actually asked that same question to my wife the other day when it came down to our military about taking orders, unlawful orders, to do terrible things. Will they finally say no? Will they lay their arms down and say, no, I'm not going to do that? Do they have a conscience? Do our police officers have a conscience? And that's a good question, because I don't know. I don't know if these people are just going to do it for a paycheck and they can live with it later on, or are they actually going to be decent citizens, decent people to say, I can't do that. I cannot fire on my people. I can't come and take an honest, law-abiding citizen's gun away from him. Now he's defenseless. He can't protect himself from the goons out there. I don't know. John, what do you think? You think our police are actually going to stand up for the Constitution? Do you think our soldiers are going to say, no, I'm not going to go bomb the hell out of Iran. I'm not going to go kill these people. They did nothing to us. They're not a threat.
There was a survey done at Desert Palm over 20 years ago, and I met the man that was actually in charge of distributing that questionnaire to the troops out there. And there was about 19% or 20%, I believe, and I'm just going from memory. I might be wrong. But at least 20%, the question was phrased, if the government outlawed guns, would you participate in gun confiscation? Well, the majority of them said no. But there was a pretty large percentage, and that's what shocked me, that said, yeah, they would do that. And I talked to the guy that actually made that questionnaire up. He was a colonel. His name slips my mind, but I actually met him. We were down south. I'll think of the place here in a second. It might have been Jekyll Island. As a matter of fact, it was. When we all went down there at the Jekyll Hotel to have our anti-Federal Reserve gathering, and God, did we blow some minds in there in that place, all the employees and everything. They went, you mean the Federal Reserve is not any good? Oh, we had 3 complete days to work on those people. But it was fascinating, because that was over 20 years ago. What do you think it would be today? And here again, what's being bred out of this is not, I won't necessarily say it's they love slavery or they love their rights being taken away from them, but they don't have anything to juxtapose against. In other words, they don't have a standard. A rock-solid standard. In other words, freedom and liberty. It's not forever. It's just not, there's not an invocation that's made and then it just permanently sticks like, I don't know, you know, like gum on the bottom of your shoe. That this has to be supported. It has to be taught. And what they've done is they first went after the colleges with their liberal profs. Years and years and years and years ago. But it was there festering. It didn't catch on because there was really no support for it. Now, that was years ago. Now, the whole culture has been worked on with disinformation, or let me put it a better way, no information, no instruction of how your government, this is what your government is, this is how it's constituted, this is what the Constitution says, this is why we have freedom and liberty. And by the way, if anybody tries to come and take your gun, shoot them with the very damn gun you got in your hand, because you know what? They don't give a crap about you, and they don't care about freedom and liberty. This is what this is going to come down to, and nobody even wants to discuss that. Nobody wants to talk about that issue. How much longer must this circus continue before it's absolutely impossible to get this country back? Let's take a break. We'll be back in three. Steve Elkins is with me today. Ron McDonald, we got to get a report from you, Steve, on him after the break.
Got it.
What goes up must come down.
Did you know that neither the American Medical Association nor the American Bar Association were established to benefit the American people? Have you recognized that in our country, health care has little to do with health, and that our court system has nothing to do with justice? The priests of both medicine and law have been incentivized to implement a dark agenda on behalf of the Bilderbergers and their ilk. To protect ourselves and our progeny, we need to take a much closer look at how these two giant industries really work. Join me, Al Whitney, on In Defense of Humanity, Saturdays at 7 p.m. Central, as we expose the matrix and learn how not to consent to our own destruction.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
Extendivite, a seven-herb combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite is designed to strengthen the heart and arteries and help the body heal itself. Doctors are not able to explain the improvements they are seeing in their patients' health who are taking Extendivite. People who once needed more pills are now taking less and getting better. Due to the unexplainable improvements in their patients' health, more doctors are calling to order Extendivite for themselves. Help Extendivite make your doctor a believer. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
We are back. What's going on with Ron McDonald?
Good question. I have left two messages, emailed him. I just went back to my email. Nothing. I can't get a hold of him at all. He's not returning my calls or nothing.
Well, so, then he did take the doctor's advice. The doctor told him, take 30 days.
Yeah, but it didn't say 30 days from Steve. Steve and John, you guys keep in touch.
Well, wait a minute here. You worked at that very same hospital. You're not in support of the doctors and Ron's decision not even to talk to you?
Oh, he can talk to me. He needs to talk to me.
Yeah, he does.
Yeah. Hey, getting back to the gun issue.
Yeah.
We have plenty of laws on the books, John. We just need to follow those laws. And you made a comment one time. You're talking about these the bump stock now and the magazine size and everything. Mm-hmm. All they're doing when they have legislation against those things is creating a black market. And of course, if there's a demand for an item, of course there will always be a supplier. So you're just creating a black market. But you mentioned something that I had never heard, and I guess it'll be coming up next because magazines are over and bump stocks they've already taken care of those problems already so far. But you mentioned drums. Mm-hmm. A drum.
Yes.
And I've heard nothing about drum. And I took a little boat trip over the weekend, and I heard automatic gunfire. And I kid you not, on the canals there's a big shooting range, and that was some serious shooting going on this weekend, Saturday. And I thought, wow, that can't be a magazine. That's got to be a drum. So I haven't heard anything about we can't have drums, you know. So
unless you know what kind of weapon it is, it could be an old World War II belt fed. Right. You know, or something like that. But, you know, I don't worry about the issue of magazine size, you know, whether it's a five-round clip or it's a 20-round clip or it's a 30-round clip. No, I want enough ammunition that I don't have to reload and I can continually fire even semi-automatically if I need to the point of melting down the damn barrel.
Yeah.
You know, if I'm in a situation where I got to fire 90 rounds on an AK or an AR-15, and my AK-47 has a 100-round drum. You know, if I can't get out of the situation that I'm in firing 160 or 180 rounds, well, then I'm a dead man anyhow, but I want to increase my chances by not having to stop, reload, reacquire my target, and shoot again. Magazine size should only be limited by the amount of ammunition that you can carry and the device that helps feed the weapon.
Yeah. Well, you're just creating a black market is all they're doing.
Well, so. but isn't that double plus good? I mean, you're already breaking the law if they outlaw the size of a magazine. So if you want to get involved in the black market, either buying or selling the things, double plus good. Now they got a couple different charges against you.
Yeah, right.
You know,
I'm still confused how they can pull off this, Dick's Sporting Goods can pull off this. We're going to raise the age to buy a handgun, not a handgun, but a rifle,
yeah,
from 18 to 21. So I'm allowed to vote as an 18-year-old, which is a responsibility as an adult. I'm old enough to go in the military. I think when you're 17, if you have a parent's consent, or 18 on your own, decide.
Yeah. Yeah.
And so you can hold the gun if you want. You can hold the gun, but you got to be in a uniform to do so. I think that's quite offensive. I'm offended by that. And I tell you the truth, if I were a young man, 18 years old, and they told me to sign up for Selective Service, I'd say, I don't think so. No.
Well, that was the same. When I was in the military, that was the same argument. Yeah. That they had outlawed, I think, 3-2 beer. Right. You know, it was 18, you could drink 3-2. You could still get drunk as a skunk. You'd have to drink a bathtub full of the stuff, and then you'd pee your brains out, but at least you could get drunk. But that was the same argument that was made, and I was in boot camp at that time, and the only thing we were allowed to do is drink 3-2 beer. We couldn't drink liquors or anything else. So right. Here we are prepping for war to go kill people or be killed ourselves, and we couldn't even get drunk. Wow.
Well, I don't believe in redefining the definition of is. You're an adult or you're not an adult? You're an adult at 18. Flat out.
Second hour coming up.
Did you know that neither the American Medical Association nor the American Bar Association were established to benefit the American people? Have you recognized that in our country, health care has little to do with health and that our court system has nothing to do with justice? The priests of both medicine and law have been incentivized to implement a dark agenda on behalf of the Bilderbergers and their ilk. To protect ourselves and our progeny, we need to take a much closer look at how these two giant industries really work. Join me, Al Whitney, on In Defense of Humanity, Saturdays at 7 p.m. Central, as we expose the matrix and learn how not to consent to our own destruction.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.